Aunt Clara kept her Bible right next to the phone in case she needed a quote while she talked to someone. In my memory she smiles while the blessing is said, and visions of freeze tag dance in my head. She says I'll grow up big if I eat all my roast. I'll still believe in heaven, but I won't believe in ghosts anymore. I'll put away childish things. I'll put away childish things.
James McMurtry is a natural-born storyteller, and his seventh CD, Childish Things, is filled with some of his best songs to date. So it's no wonder that the Texan could sweep the major musical categories when the Americana Honors and Awards are handed out September 22nd. But Childish Things has some tough competition in the Album of the Year category. The other three nominees are Soul's Chapel by Marty Stewart, Delbert McClinton's Cost of Living, and The Outsider from Rodney Crowell. That album features Don't Get Me Started, also nominated for the AMA Song of the Year.
The rich corporations have turned a deaf ear. They don't care who goes hungry. They made that much clear. You see, the trouble with people is we want to believe, but they can't turn a profit without tricks up their sleeves. It's the roofers and truckers, the working class suckers, the firemen and teachers, the soldiers and preachers who shoulder the blows. It comes and it goes. A $6 trillion debt you pay through the nose. I said, don't get me started. I'm a drag when I've had a few drinks. Don't get me started. I don't care what anyone thinks, 'cause it makes me angry.
Rodney Crowell's Don't Get Me Started is one of the four nominees for the Americana Music Association's Song of the Year for 2006. It's a tough category this year. The other nominees are James McMurtry's We Can't Make It Here and the Dixie Chicks' Not Ready to Make Nice. Roseanne Cash is also nominated in that category for her heartbreakingly sad song of loss, Black Cadillac.
Oh, it's a black heart of pain that I'm wearing. Suits me just fine. There was nothing I could do for you when you were still alive. Yeah, it's a lonely world, just a numbers game. 100 years will find me feeling just the
Other award categories this year include Instrumentalist of the Year, Duo or Group of the Year, and New or Emerging Artist. The AMA also hands out several special achievement awards, including the Spirit of Americana Free Speech Award, given out in conjunction with the First Amendment Center. Last year, that honor went to Judy Collins. AMA's Executive Director Jeff Green explains the purpose of this award.
It's to recognize and celebrate free speech. It doesn't lean right or left. It's about people who have the ability to speak their mind, and we all know how important that is these days, as the media must remain free and artists must be able to speak freely. And so the people who win it, I think, really personify that philosophy. And Johnny Cash won it the first year, received it the first year, and then we gave it to Kris Kristofferson in 2003, and then to Steve Earle.
In all, 11 trophies, one more than last year, will be handed out when the winners of the 5th Annual Americana Honors and Awards are announced during a September 22nd ceremony in Nashville's Ryman Auditorium. The new category for 2006 is Duo or Group of the Year. The nominees are Chip Taylor and Kerry Rodriguez, the Drive-By Truckers, Caitlin Carey and Thad Cockrell, and the trio of Kieran Kane, Kevin Welch, and Fats Kaplan. This is the title track to their latest release, Lost John Dean. I'm Catherine Cole.
Did you ever hear the story about Lost John Dean? Over like a rubber from Bowling Green. Well, they put him in the jailhouse the other day. Late last night, he made his getaway. And he's long gone from Kentucky, long gone and got away lucky. Well, he's long gone, that's what I mean. He's long gone.